good money for that horse. And see what a wreck it turns out.
You will take him in there, to be sure. I once had another brother, went away years ago. What was his name? Finlow. People say he did the maddest thing. I left the farm with him. You know what happened to him, Captain?
How would you know?
Ronnie said.
That woman says too much.
She makes me laugh.
Oh, go on. You have time to laugh. But I'll tell you, Barry Kismet is the idlest tongue in the parish.
Do you not mean the business? But nothing happens nowadays to talk about.
Changes come without the season. Come, are you ready, wife? Have the cart waiting.
I'll just get me coat from the chamber.
Get my shawl, Kate, too. Someone coming.
Who's that bottom now?
Bonnie's Catherine.
And what's she after?
I see you have the cart ready for Andy. There's room for another, no doubt.
At a pinch, Mrs. Barry.
Good. Have you? Got news for you.
Oh, what's that?
Where's herself?
Within. Come on, woman.
Me cousin Finlow at home.
What? And we only talking of him.
What's to say to that, Master?
Home, you say. Your cousin Finlow. Kate! What sort of news is this?
Good, surely. What's the matter, brother?
These rheumatics.
Death after 5 years Roman bottom pass. It's good news. Just stepped in like after Milton. But it's not made his fortune up here, nor is he married.
Not married?
What's he like?
Oh, a broken boy.
What about Callie Hola Foster? She's going begging.
Now, Mark, you Irish, not a word. Oh, there you are, Captain. And why the finery, may I ask?
Dear me, husband, is it more than we was going?
Polly says her cousin Finlow was back, Kate.
Chit-chat.
Finlow? Finlow caveman back. And swore he never would.
What's that? Did he so? Why do you lean against the door? Are you tired?
Not I. Well, but imagine that.
There's no call for you to bother into Randy. The two of us can manage, and you can stay home and say to the heifer.
I thought you trusted the lad.
So. I'm anxious about the beast.
Oh, very well. I've plenty on hand.
I don't see why you need to stay.
Hurry now, women. Get up in the car. We'll be back by nightfall, Captain.
You're forgetting the butter, Ailish. Goodbye now.
Finlow Casement.
Who would have thought it? Ah, well, I must be spinning. Want to warn me, Wall? What now? Something forgotten at them.
Captain McAvale.
Never. Oh, go right there, not look.
Tend this way, Kate. And who's there?
I know. What brings you here, Finlow Casement?
Don't be afraid to look. I'm no ghost. May I cross the threshold?
As ever. Into this little white stone.
But I've no dead to cover.
God keep you so.
And you, me dear, 5 years. But look much the same from the back. And the plant shawl too. A good omen. Oh, leave that confounded fire, mistress. Am I not welcome?
The master of the house is not far away.
The master?
Did you not pass with him?
I did not. I came the shortcut. What fine lady taught you that trick with your hair? As for your face. Now I see you're still the same, Kate. Only lovelier.
Finlow, you'd better shut that door.
Nay, sister, there's no room for her in the cart. Mistress Barry must put it back. You should have got a better place for the butter. It's daylight robbery.
I did me best, brother. Have you more business to do, but if so...
Aye, I have. Wait here with the cart.
But, William, I saw such a lovely...
Nay, I'm not made of money.
What a crowd. Oh, look, there's Edmund Cavenham.
Ah, I want to tackle him. Where is he?
Over at the door of the smithy, and a tall black-haired man with him.
I see.
Will you go to him?
No. Another time. The dark will be on as quick and as frosty underfoot.
Why, that must be his brother, Finlow. Isn't he handsome?
Can't you stop talking to them? Up, Blackbird! Up, Blackbird!
Well, why not?
I tell you, Edmund Casement did me a bad turn, and they're not our sort of people. Good sakes, why can't these fat women move? A man can't get on. Hello there, mistresses. Big way, if you please.
Well, stop. Wait now, I'll get out.
But none could hold a candle to her. What's the joke, Edmund?
Yonder's a man I drove a hard bargain with. I fairly took him in, but the beast looked well enough.
You haven't changed, brother.
It's the only way to make ends meet. You'll see, Finlow.
It's no laughing matter. See that fellow in the cart, waving his arms, festooned with the market women.
him I meant. Feels good to be stuck too. You remember Macapale?
Remember him? Aye. I remember him. Poor girl.
What's on your mind?
I'm thinking of the woman.
What woman? If she's rich, marry her.
You don't know what you say.
Our friend is certainly bought there. But serious, Finlow, you could do me and our mother a good turn by making a suitable marriage.
Don't talk like that to me, suitable marriage. And what about caring for the woman?
No harm in that, if there's no other obstacle.
There is. There's a husband. And just look down.
What? Not that still. Have you not forgotten Captain Macapale?
No.
It's all imagination.
I imagine nothing else these many years.
Is it so?
I've been to the end of the earth for it.
Maybe you'd have been better on the spot. But is there no limit to what you'd do for it?
There is not, I think.
The time might be right. He's paying up since he crossed his fine fence. Listen, Bingo, Mother and I are desperate for money, and that old toad squats on his acres at the nearby bed, ready to catch. He looks easily trapped, doesn't he? Hey, Bingo, where are you going?
Whoa there.
Let me pass, sir.
Remember me, Macapale?
Who are you, Macapale, and me?
I haven't changed that much.
You're Blackbird.
No hurry now, Master Linden. You've got the lady long since.
Out of me way, stranger.
My name is Finlow Caseman.
Finlow Caseman?
Don't you dare say it, Master?
I'll put the town captain on you if you impede me further.
If it's a dark, you're afraid of. Don't worry. Your wife is safe at home. This time, cat. I've been in the pants all, however. Your age.
You.
Here, brother, give me the ring. Mind your feet, you're out, but I shan't.
It's a damn interloper.
A good start, I must say.
What the devil do you mean, start? This course of business is finished.
You don't twig. I'll tell you what, Bingo. Let's make a fresh start, shall we? With good manners between us and Macapale. I believe I'll offer him the money back on the horse. Then he can't say I let him down. But, the beat might. With good manners between us and Macphail, I believe I will offer him the money back on the horse, and then he can't say I let him down. But the beast might. We made one of his business anyway, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mustn't be sad this time, I don't
know. No, it'll be.
It's
with good manners between us and Macphail, I believe I will offer him the money back on the horse, then he can't say I let him down. But the beast may.
To find friends. Listen, Finlow. Your mother and I are desperate for money. And that old toad squats in his acres up at the nearby bag, ready to catch. He looks easily trapped, doesn't he? Hey, Finlow, where are you going? Oh, there. Let me pass, sir. Remember me, Macapale? Who are you, Macapale? Me? I haven't changed that much. Get up, Black. No hurry now, Master Ellen. You got the lady long since. Out of my way, stranger. My name is Finlow Caseman. Finlow Caseman? Don't you dare say it, Master. I'll put the town captain on you if you impede me further. This is the dark you're afraid of. Don't worry. Your wife is safe at home. This time. I seen her in the pledge hall, however. At your age.
Woo-hoo.
Here, brother, give me the reins. Mind your feet, you rogue. Or I shan't. The damn interloper. Good start, I must say. What the devil do you mean, start? This course of the business is finished. You don't twig? I'll tell you what, fellow. Let's make a fresh start, shall we? With good manners between us and Macphail. I believe I will offer him the money back on the horse. Then he can't say I let him down. But the beast may.
Translation of the words that I will sing. Again, in finished empire, they have been called.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,